Good afternoon, good afternoon. You are now checked in on your lunch break. I am your host, Ray Nitty.
Maybe Shannon. Thank you guys for pulling up on us on y'all lunch break.
We are live on Truth 101.7 FM, located in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, in the 3rd Street Market Hall, live from the American Family Insurance Studio. Man. Positive energy only. Protect your energy is my only advice.
That's all we got.
We got some guests with us today. Shannon, how you feeling?
We feeling good. It's going to be a fun interview for sure.
You want to introduce our guests?
Yes, yes. So we have Saad, Kenzo, and Jade.
Who will be joining us very shortly.
The Eagle Sports Range in Wisconsin. It's the largest indoor shooting range, 50,000 square feet, 40 shooting lanes, and it's located at 2525 East Layton Avenue in Cudahy. It's the unlimited shooting time, firearms rental. They have training facilities. Yeah, so I wanted to get in talking about gun safety, talking about events that you guys have coming up. I know that caught our eye as well. So do you guys want to tell us a little bit about yourselves and what you guys do over at the range?
And the phone number to call in is 833-212-1017. If you have any questions, the phone number is 833-212-1017. Go ahead. Let's do it.
Yeah.
I guess I'll go first. Yeah. My name's Saad. I'm the general manager over at Eagle Sports Range. I've been with the company since 2020. Started in our Illinois, Chicagoland location, and then kind of worked my way up to the Wisconsin store, and I was the one who was there for the jump, so I helped open it up. And that's where we met Kenzo, and Kenzo works with us too.
Nice.
Yeah. So I think I've been there about a year, you know. Yeah. I joined, man, just the interest and hobby of guns, man. You know, just being able to be in a room and just kind of, you know, after, you know, being an educator, you know, you kind of have that throughout the day. But, you know, as a guy, I feel like I have my many hobbies, and, mm-hmm. and it was good to be able to be in a space where I not only can learn more about those hobbies, but also kind of learn the ins and outs of the business. Also understand what it takes to, you know, understand those laws and things like that. And that's kind of, you know, kind of the goal, you know,
for sure. Working there for sure. So Eagle Sports has a reputation for being welcoming and unintimidating. And that's actually part of the brand, if I'm not mistaken. Why does that matter when you guys are building up this reputation and working with customers to be welcoming and unintimidating?
I can speak on that because I actually talked to, you know, him a lot about that feeling, right? You know, as a person that loves going to the range, I've been to multiple ranges in the city, you know, not just in the city, but in Wisconsin in general. And as a minority, mm-hmm. you know, you can feel the energy shift when you walk in. Yeah. You don't really feel welcome. And it's just one of those things where it just, you know, to go to a place that, you know, I want to kind of let my hair down and kind of, you know, you know, relieve some stress. I don't want to have to worry about being in a space where I don't feel like I belong, or it comes off that way. But, you know, one of our greatest things here, you know, at Eagle is just being able to, it doesn't matter what you look like, doesn't matter where you come from. We just love the fact that you want to be here. And that's kind of our main focus, to make sure, like, hey, you know, you come in here, you know, we got some nice music going on. You more than likely going to hear me singing, hooting and hollering all day. But it's that energy. We want you there. We want you to feel comfortable. We want you to be excited about, you know, purchasing guns and things like that.
For sure. So how old were you guys when you start getting into, like, shooting?
Yeah, that's a good question. My dad always had something in the house.
Yeah.
I knew it was there.
Yeah.
I knew I was not allowed to touch it because I was too afraid of my dad and the repercussions. But it's always been there, but I never really got into it until I was an adult. My brother, who was a Fed at the time, actually taught me how to shoot, got me in the range and all that. So I would say I've been doing this for, like, most of my adult life.
For sure. And for you, Kenzo, how old were you when you kind of got into shooting?
Honestly, I can be honest. It wasn't until I got older to where I understood, you know, the seriousness of, you know, wanting to love guns and things like that. Yeah. I got into it just simply, man, it's, you know, we understand the times now. You know what I'm saying? Just want to understand, you know, I need to not only be able to protect myself, but understand what this is. And the more I learned, the more I got, you know, interested in and being like, hey, okay, I like this one. This one's a better fit for me. This is why these laws are in place. This is why I, as a minority, as a black man, need to understand what these laws are, for right? Sure. So the more I found out, the more I wanted to know. So
cool. And we've been joined
Ms. Jade
by Jade.
Joined us.
How are you?
Welcome.
Thank Thank you.
Yeah, so we were just getting into, like, why it's important for them to it's one of those, we were just getting into it about, we're adjusting mics and stuff, y'all.
There you go.
My bad, y'all.
At what age we got into shooting, and what's it like working at a gun range? So how long have you guys, have you been working with these guys?
It's been like about a year, right? So technically I'm like their brand ambassador, which I love.
Yeah.
Honestly, I, like, shooting wise, it's maybe been like, my first time ever was 3 years ago. I went on a date.
Okay. But, how'd that go?
Interesting.
It was cool. It was cool. Yeah. Other than that, I think, like, I don't want to make a long story short. Basically, I saw this gun range opening up as I live in Cudahy. And I remember about the date. And I was like, you know, I'm going to take myself out for my own birthday date, because he took me out for my birthday, too. So I just went alone. I hopped in there. I forgot who the gentleman was who just gave me like a one-on-one and just showed me all the ways. And I don't know, fast forward, like, I think I had a following. I had just like started modeling at the time. Nice. And they just wanted to connect with me. So I've been working with them for about a year now, I think. And shooting, I'm not perfect.
Yeah.
But things are better. I'm not
things
as scared. I'm not as scared. But yeah, I don't shoot as often probably as these guys, but I do enjoy it.
Yeah. And we were also talking about like how it being a welcoming environment matters. So that's a good example of how welcoming it is. And I know you probably didn't even hear that part, but we were literally talking about like how welcoming it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was just going to ask, was that the first date and you went shooting, or was that like?
Yeah, the first date.
Interesting.
He took me in and then went from my
birthday. That's kind of cool. Yeah. Like, okay.
He was in like the Marines or something.
Okay. Oh, I'd be too nervous. I'd be like, you're going to.
He was so good.
Please don't judge me.
You need to know, listen, if something happens, I need you to know if you got my back.
Right. I'd be like, man, please don't think I'm your shooter. Yeah. Please hire somebody else. It's not me. I'm not that good. I can hold it intimidatingly. Okay, so back to the question.
Sorry.
So back to the questions. What does the range do for you all personally? I know you said it's a good place to let your hair down and just kind of like, you know, end the day basically. So for everybody, what does that do for you personally being at the range?
I guess I'll go first. First and foremost, it's awesome knowing that like, we can learn safety, and I can also teach safety at the same time. And through Eagle, we've been able to like develop really cool relationships with people in the community.
Yeah.
So, for example, my wife, who works at Advocate Healthcare, Eagle has a contract with Advocate where they train all their security officers at Eagle. So I know that something that we're able to do actually can like literally affect home and others in the community, not just in the terms of like, yeah, shooting is cool and going to the range is awesome, but we're actually helping like protect the community in a better way.
Yeah. So speaking about gun safety, what are some of the first rules of gun safety, would you say, or some of the even most important ones after you tell me some of the first rules?
Absolutely. So number one is always treat a firearm as if it's loaded.
Yeah.
Number two is know your target and what lies beyond it. Never point at something you're not willing to destroy, and always keep your finger off the trigger. Even if you just follow two of those things, a like accident can be prevented. For example, if you keep your finger off the trigger, and it's never going to go off. Yeah. You know, if I point in a safe direction, I'm never going to intentionally hurt someone.
Yeah.
So knowing those things, it's super duper important. I think the biggest thing for me in terms of gun safety is when you get a car, you got to learn how to drive.
Exactly.
Right.
Seriously.
So you might as well learn how to shoot and how to train with it, because even if you grab it and you buy it and it's awesome, but do you know how to use it? Do you know what happens after that? What are the repercussions? I think for us in Eagle, like training and safety is like of the utmost importance, because it just all comes together.
Let me add on that, right?
Of course.
We live in Milwaukee. I'm sure you all have heard and seen numerous stories of kids getting a hold of guns and harming themselves or a sibling or somebody else, right? What is the importance and how do you educate people that are coming in to purchase a weapon, right? Like, yo, like, it's not my, res- like responsibility once you leave here, but you know, morally, like, what do you tell people that, like, hey, like, you know, I know community Office of Community Wellness and Safety, they hand out gun locks, right?
Yep.
But my question is, how many people actually use these gun locks, right? So what does gun stores, ranges have a responsibility to go beyond the sale, right? I know you say training and so forth, but what does that look like beyond the sale of a firearm? Knowing that gun violence is the number one cause of teen death in our community.
Yeah, so absolutely. I think training, and to keep bringing it up, it really matters because, for example, we offer a junior shooter safety course. Nice. And in that class, we're literally teaching kids the importance of firearms, the safety behind it, knowing that it's not a toy, mm-hmm. knowing that if you pick it up, what the repercussions are. So we're actually educating them so they learn what it is to what a firearm is and, you know, what happens when you use it. And then we'll actually take them on the range, supervised, and we'll let them shoot a 22 so they've got a better understanding. So I think educating is number one. I also think that the gun store is the unsung hero, right? Like, all right, your right is to buy a gun. Absolutely. But it's also on us to make sure that we help educate the community, let everybody know the severity of it. We're not gonna just sell it. We're going to, you know, make it complete. You know, hey, what you should do is, do you have kids at home? Mm-hmm. I think you should get a lockbox.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I really think you should lock it up. Yeah, those cable locks are cool, but I mean, they're not the greatest security measure, right? Get
right.
a lockbox, lock it up, something with a key, something with a combination that no one else would know.
Yeah, that's coming. Sorry.
Yeah,
no. Go ahead.
As I have a daughter, and she knows I work with the range and everything, and she's seen it. I bring her with to do some work and things like that. And I think depending on the age, I have let her know, like, she's seen it. You know, don't ever touch this if you ever come across it. But I have a lockbox. I lock it, put it away. But at least informing her, and I know it's not a toy, and like just being super strict about it. Please don't come near it. Yeah. You know. Mm-hmm. But at least she knows about it. I think I don't know too many for other parents. Maybe letting their children know of age, and just saying, like, this, don't come here, you know, this is not for you, this is for mom or whoever, and just having that security measure also,
for sure. So I do know, like, a lot of times people are like, oh, why do you need to talk to a kid about guns or blah, 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 and like you said, education is key because curious kids are the ones that get in trouble. Like, you're doing something, you don't know, like, the seriousness or the severity of, like, what can come from just playing with this. This isn't a toy. So I do agree with, like, having, like, those junior courses. But before we finish these questions out, I know Ray wanted to chime in there.
No, I was just more so saying take us to break, Shane.
All right. Look, I beat you to the punch.
There you go.
We're going to head off to break. You guys, if you guys want to text or call in or even hit us up on YouTube at 101.7 The Truth, our number is 1-833-212-1017. We are here with Saad, I'm so sorry. I keep giving him new names. Saad, Kenzo, and Jay with the Eagle.
Sports Range.
There we go.
Don't go anywhere.
Don't go anywhere.
Don't go anywhere. Welcome back. Welcome back to The Truth 101.7 FM. You live on the lunch break with your boy Ray Nitty.
And maybe Shannon.
And we got Eagle Sports Range in the building talking about some events they have going on, some gun safety procedures and ways to stay safe with firearms. And we just wanted to continue the conversation. And Shannon had some other questions, but I wanted to ask about straw purchasing, right? We've heard incidents where somebody went into a range or whatever, a gun store, and purchased a weapon for somebody that shouldn't have one, and said weapon was then used in to shoot a police officer or something of them, or anybody in that matter, right?
Yeah.
What are you all's procedures in saying, hey, this is how we look out for these things, this is how we try to keep guns out of the hands of people that's not supposed to have them?
Yeah, so to go over the definition of a straw purchase, to start at that, it is to illegally or to buy a firearm or ammunition for someone who's not legally able to possess, right? So earlier when I was talking about like the unsung hero that the gun store is, we truly are, because yeah, legally, can someone come in and buy? Yeah, they have a right to do it. Right. They probably pass a background check, but at the same time, we get some like tall tale signs of like, is this person really buying it for themselves,
mm-hmm.
or are they buying it for someone else? Mm. And so we kind of have to keep a watchful eye for those sort of things. Sometimes it'll be where two people come in, one person's doing all the looking, they're talking to that person, they're pointing at specific things that they want, but the person that's been quiet the whole time will flag a store and say, hey, I want to buy this.
Oh,
do you, though?
Yeah.
Come on now. Yeah. I know that's not for you.
Like a puppet master. Like, now go see, you want to buy it.
Yeah. Or, you know, one time, it could be something as simple as you got to be 21 to buy a handgun, right? Okay. Someone 18 years old cannot get it. So if someone that's 18 tries to get their buddy who's 21 to buy it, technically that's a no. You can't do that, because I know that it's not for you, and you guys had that conversation, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. There's so many things that come into it, but it's on us to see that and stop it from happening, because the worst that can happen is, like you said, it be used in a crime or someone, you know, gets hurt at home or any scenario where it shouldn't have landed in that person's hands from the start.
So it is the responsibility of the store to kind of flag those things. So what does flagging something like that even look like? Do you guys just tell them no and like let them leave, or like how does that go?
Yeah, I think at the end of the day, we should still be respectful.
Yeah.
Right? There's no reason we should be rude or anything. And that kind of goes back to who we are at Eagle and the way that we approach everything. And you just have a conversation. Hey, unfortunately, I won't be able to move forward with this purchase. You've exhibited signs of a sharp purchase. And we're not going to move forward with the sale. You know, thanks for coming in, but unfortunately, we can't sell this to you. And it's just like that.
Okay. And that's one thing I do want to say about my experience at Eagles, right? And it's just this is just from a personal experience lens. For me, is we talk about the importance of the safety, right?
Right.
And like you said, it does come from the actual store and the responsibility to say, hey, we recognize these things. I've been to so many gun stores, not even just here in Wisconsin, but out in the South, anywhere I go. That's my interest. I want to see what that looks like. Their main focus is sell, sell, sell. They want to sell that gun. They want to get that off the shelves. They want to be able to make that commission. That's not our importance here. I've personally led people away. I've seen him do it countless times, other salesmen. Our importance is safety. We do not want you coming out here and doing something you're not supposed to be doing. And then this comes back on us,
right?
Because at the end of the day, we hold a responsibility to our community, our city, our state, to say, hey, if we're going to sell this, we've done the due diligence on our part to say, hey, we feel comfortable being able to do this. Any point we say, I got to question this, it may not be the right fit for you, because we rather that happen than, like it Ray said, back. You know, mm-hmm. something bad like that happens.
So what is it coming back on? Like, I know, like, there was incidents where something bad happened and it comes back on the store. So what does that look like? What does those repercussions look like for the person that bought the firearm and the store if that does happen?
Yeah, so the person who would have purchased it, they'd face up to 15 years in jail. Or I don't know if it's starting at 15 years or up to 15 years. And then there's like a $10,000 fine. As far as the store goes, it hasn't happened to Eagle, so I don't know what those repercussions look like. But I imagine it's not good. I imagine it'd be like a revocation of a license where you can't sell no more. And like I said, it hasn't had, thank God, right?
Right,
you know, we've done what we've had to do, but yeah, it hasn't happened to Eagle.
Nice. And Jay, so you work on the content side of things and the brand ambassador side of things. So how is that? What's that like? What's that world like?
You know, they're so easy to work with. They're very kind and just generous. Even there was a coworker who was working there. She mainly ran like the videos or like video ideas. I kind of just like pop in and like do what I gotta do,
right?
And then do like special events and like I'm on call, things like that, or if they need a face. But now, you know, our friend has left, and that's okay. So now I've kind of taken on the role of finding the ideas and executing and filming, editing, nice. Which is great.
So, like, it's the fun. Marketing side of things, that's really cool.
Yeah, and it's not always just me. I know we've had some other co-workers, brand ambassadors, like Bailey, she's really good, and all of our co-workers just within the store, you know, they play their part. Yeah. Some don't want to be filmed, some do. So I make it work, we just knock out a couple things, and you know how it goes.
Yeah,
just
yeah. Posting, staying on brand.
Yeah, just being relevant, right? Yep.
Keep it up with that algorithm.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
See a lot of like different stores doing like different trends, and I think that's so cool to integrate like whatever the store brand is like with social media. I think everybody's kind of hopping on board with that.
And then I'm just like super like proud of myself, and I'm happy to share because nobody really suspects the girly girl to be shooting, and like everyone's always so shocked.
Right? They're like, wait, what?
I'll do anything in this lifetime.
Yeah, right.
Okay? But so it's just
gotta
like,
try it.
Having that open door, like, oh, if Jade can do it, you know, she's girly, she's got nails, she this and that. Any other girl can do it in any walk of life, really. But just being comfortable and not being afraid and things like that. And then we do special events. We have like the Air and Water show coming up. Yeah. Just kind of having that stand, and we don't sell anything per se. You know, we give out stuff. We let them know our classes. Just a lot of like marketing.
Okay. But. So speaking of some events and shows coming up, do you guys want to talk a little bit more about events or shows you guys have coming up, even classes?
Let's get into that event after this break, if you don't mind.
Yeah, of course. Let's do it.
A quick read. Speaking of protection, American Family Insurance is a proud sponsor of The Truth. Since 1927, they've been committed to helping families protect what matters most with the right home and auto coverage built around your real life. Because when you've worked hard to build something, you want protection that works just as hard for you. That peace of mind means you're free to focus on your goals, your family, and the dreams you're chasing. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly with American Family Insurance. Don't go anywhere. You are live on the lunch break with The Truth 101.7 FM.
Don't go anywhere.
What's up? You guys are on 101.7 The Truth with Ray Nitty and Maybe Shannon. We are on the lunch break. We have Saad, Kenzo, and Jade. And we are talking gun
Kenzo
safety.
Kenzo like family, too, on the low. He know Mama Rose. Shouts out Mama Rose.
Why didn't you say that an hour ago?
You know how it is. This big cuz right here, man.
You know, the paper said Kenzo, but it was like, all right, it's a million Kenzos, and I seen him.
So truth be told, he knows me by my real name.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
I don't even know your real name. So
that's good.
I said, Kenzo, you should know him. I'm like,
that's good. Only by the photography name.
That's wild. So Ray just sat here this whole time and didn't
let
us know.
The conversation was so good.
He's like, I don't want to interrupt. I'm just taking it all in.
So pause, but continue.
So on the break, look, we were going to start talking events, but on the break we start talking who are the better shooters. And they had some interesting input. Let's see if they want to admit this on camera, live on the airwaves.
Yeah, ladies are better shooters.
You're going to get some backlash for that.
If there's statistics behind it, I think when you teach a fella how to shoot, they're like, I got it.
Yeah.
And then they start doing it because, like, why wouldn't you know how to shoot?
Right. They were just born with it, right?
Yeah, right.
That confidence is
everyone's
just
John
like,
Wick
boom.
Right away. But when you teach a lady how to shoot, they actually listen. They apply everything that you tell them. And, it, like, the results show, like, the target will be great and the groupings will be pretty good.
So when guys do that, like, what's your response? Do you still, like, stay close and just kind of watch them just in case? Do they ever admit, like, dude, I suck, like, I need you? Or, like,
they admit it after the fact. Once they realize they get that paper back and they realize they missed everything on the target, it's, yeah, okay, now you want to help.
So. Yeah, bro, come here.
Let's have a conversation. Does it ever get unsafe in those situations, though, when people don't know how to shoot and, like, they're missing the target? Is it ever like, yo, like, you might need to, like, go to class instead of on the range?
I think it's all about rapport. So anytime we get a new shooter in, we have range safety officers in every single shooting bay. So We've got someone watching the entire time. And then when they come in, we give them a safety briefing. Okay. And we let them know, hey, make sure you're pointing down range at all times, that sort of thing. And then we're right there. So if we see any potentials of unsafe behavior, yeah, we'll address it right there in the spot. And, you know, it's a gentle reminder.
Right.
And if it's ever too bad, which it doesn't happen too often, we just ask them to leave.
Yeah. Wrap it up. Yeah. So men being like overly confident and it being harder to teach them, would you say like the classes are more women or men though?
Mixed. It's mixed. Yeah, it's really mixed. We'll still get more men than women, but what we started doing is we offer women's only classes. So to start it off, we do She Can Shoot, and it's a women's class that we started in our Milwaukee location. And it's centered around just teaching ladies how to shoot, and it's a female instructor. And it's we'll, you know, break down firearms and, you know, teach them the basics. We'll get them on the range. We'll teach them how to shoot. We'll even do, like, women's only concealed carry classes because we get it. It could be intimidating.
Yeah.
Especially
with that, like, confidence, the male confidence. Even if I'm a better shooter, I'd be like, dang, like, I'm not that good. Yeah. Like,
I'm actually an instructor, so whenever I teach a class, it's always the fellas who are raising their hand and answering questions versus the ladies. So, like I said, we totally get it. It could be intimidating, but that's why we offer women-only classes as well.
Nice.
Man, shout out to the ladies, man.
Thank you, Kenzo. We trying. No. So what are some of the other classes that you guys teach?
Yeah, so we will do concealed carry. Okay. And so our class per the state, it's 3 hours long, and we'll do it for 3 hours. Sometimes it runs a little bit over, but so everyone has a right to carry, right? So you can do that concealed, and you just got to get your license. Our class is $49, not a promo.
Yeah. That's not bad.
No, it really isn't. And it's only 3 hours long. We usually do it every Saturday or Sunday and just knock it out and apply with the state and get it.
Okay. Do you have any additional questions before I go into asking about upcoming events?
That's what I was going to ask. So go ahead right into
it. No, go ahead.
Shannon is on you top already, of it
I'm
today.
Listen. No, Ray, go ahead.
No, please continue.
So I saw that you do have a Juneteenth event planned. How did that come about, and what's featured there, and how is that one?
The Juneteenth came about for me, just observing, like I said, you know, when we go to these spaces, you know, not feeling welcomed. But then also, too, I knew Juneteenth was coming up, and I knew, you know, that day was going to be big.
Yeah.
We've been celebrating what since the 70s, 71
yeah,
in Milwaukee, you know what I mean? So, you know, that's a big thing. But I do know, you know, when Juneteenth is over, you know, it's kind of like you either going out, going to the club, or you're going to the bar, which is really not my thing. So,
yeah.
And just kind of observing how many people actually enjoy the events we do, you know, have at the range, especially my people, right?
I
see so many of us coming in having a great time. And I was just like, look, let's do this event. Let's make it late. Let's do it 5 to 12, because when all the festivities are done, you know, the events, the parade, all of that, what is the after set? Why not let it be us? You know what I mean? Why not, you know, provide a space where we can come and, you know, you can bring your families and say, hey, we just want to, you know, have a good night, safe, you know, a space to where you can still learn about guns and kind of do something nice and fun, get a little adrenaline, and, you know, just kind of do something cool for the rest of the evening that's not too heavy.
Yeah, that's definitely something different. I feel like I haven't seen anything like that. I think it's like
so. Let me ask this question. What have you all gotten any backlash for this Juneteenth event? Knowing that we live in a city that where young people are dying at an alarming rate from gun violence, right? Are you getting any backlash from, I'm just reading some of the stats. As of 2026, the data from Center of Disease Control Prevention and Public Health Analysts show that youth gun deaths increased by roughly 50% following the onset of the pandemic. Another stat is for race and ethnicity. Black youth account for 46% of all youth firearm deaths, despite making up only 14% of the United States youth population. Black children, teenagers, are nearly 19 times more likely than white children of the same age to die by gun homicide, right? So hearing these stats, right, and I know you all are coming from a space of like, yo, we just want to create a safe environment, right?
Yeah.
But what goes into the consideration of like, okay, we may get feedback for doing an event like this on Juneteenth, which a day that means so much to the Black community, right? And like, I'd just like to get y'all thought process on that.
So I'll be honest, we did a post. I put up a post. Mm-hmm. The original name was Rain Shoot Night, right? Okay. I was very fastly reminded that, you know, Juneteenth was one of those nights where, you know, after everything's done, you know, it get going like that, right? Mm-hmm. And so to me, that wasn't something I thought about because my pure intentions was the shoot night because it's a gun range, right? So that was my process. But understanding the responsibility we have with that,
correct.
That's why we changed the name because – I don't want
y'all changing that.
Now it was shoot night, then it's now it's range night. So
got it, being mindful
of understanding that I don't want to make light of the severity of what happens after Juneteenth. Mm-hmm. I want to be able to provide this space where you do see a lot of youth that have families that come in. You'd be so surprised how many teenagers coming in with their moms, and their moms are like, hey, can you teach us how to shoot? I'm getting a gun. I want my boys to be able to understand this. You also see a lot of teenagers or young adults that are coming in getting their first firearm that look like us who have genuine interest, right? As an educator, you hear our guns talk, you hear our students talk about guns all the time. Mm-hmm. There's a genuine interest there. Mm-hmm. But then also in our community, we talk about resources, right? We talk about being able to have classes or being able to have spaces and things that are allowing us to be able to do the things that we were interested in, but also learn the severity and the safety of it because of what we look like, right? Mm-hmm. So this is why I came to him. I said, this is so important. I'm sorry. This is so important because I don't know how many gun ranges have done that for us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like I said before, I was like, I don't think I've heard of it before. I don't think I have.
And with those stats, you would think, people would think, hey, let's provide this, right? Mm-hmm. Let's provide this level of education. Let's provide a safe space for people to hone in on those interests and be able to learn about the safety. If you're interested in Glock, come learn about it. Come learn where it's from. Come learn what fits you. I'm a Glock hater, so learn that it's something better than a Glock that you can get. And, you know, but because we take the safety so serious, by the time they leave, they understand that this is not a toy. This is not something that, you know, should be played with. And I'm interested to learning more about the safety and the laws to make sure I can own this legally. Mm-hmm. A lot of the young men that I talk to is, hey, big bro, you know, I just want to make sure, you know, can I do this? Can I do that? You know, what can I do, you know, as a Black man growing up, so I can make sure if I ever get pulled over. These are the conversations that a lot of gun rangers are not having or not able to have. And as a person that's there, I'm going to always speak up and say, hey, we provide those spaces. They already do those type of events. I said, why not? Let's do a Juneteenth event on one of the most important days in the city.
Yeah.
And now shouts out to the chat. Somebody in the chat said, is that an AI thumbnail? I feel like it is. I don't know what they was referring to, but feel free to comment in the chat. I don't know if he was referring to the question YouTube or the stats that YouTube.
The YouTube thumbnail.
YouTube thumbnail. Got you. Okay. So, yeah, feel free to comment in the chat. 833-212-1017 is the number to call if you have any questions about gun safety, the events coming up, ways that you could get involved to help promote safe gun usage in our community is what I'd like to see. Am I a fan of guns? No. Do I own guns? Absolutely. So we'll be back after this break and get more into our stick talk. Yeah, we got some callers on the line. You are live on the Truth 101.7 FM with Ray Nitty and
maybe Shannon.
Don't go anywhere.
What's up? We are back at the lunch break with maybe Shannon and Ray Nitty, and we are here live in person with Jade. And Kenzo. I keep wanting to, I don't know how I'm reading it. I'm so sorry. But we're with the Eagle Sports Range, and we are getting into some really good conversation about gun safety, gun ownership, and getting involved, right? Before we get into these next questions, we do want to say goodbye to Jade. Thank you so much for stopping in.
I thought she was staying a little longer.
Do you got something to say?
Short and sweet.
She said she could stay. Don't put her out.
Listen, I'll hang out with y'all.
Come on.
Don't put her out. I wasn't
Whoever the employer is, she's on a lunch break. So just, you know, let's
help you write her a field trip.
We got a good recommend. Yeah, I'll sign it.
You just need a pass, man.
I'm old enough to sign it.
I'm just trying to respect her time. You like, don't go. She's like, okay. I'm like, all right.
Oh, I hope I paid my parking.
Oh. What we can do is get that validated. I don't know if we can keep your job.
No, I was on the street, and I think I look.
Yeah, I had to park right here in the little lot right here. Parking is crazy, man.
Ray gonna be in charge of that.
Zach?
Hey, come on now. Above my pay grade.
But yeah, Jade, tell us some more. Give us your socials. Like, you know, what is life like for you with guns and being in such an important role?
No, you know, I don't think I'm that big of a deal.
You're a big
man. She being modest.
They just see me, you know, pretty in pink, and I be shooting.
And I'll be shooting.
You know, don't mess with me.
Right. I got some shooters.
I know that's right. So
funny. Oh, God. No, I really love working with them. I'm so grateful to even just be involved. And I don't know. I just like being the face. But we do, besides have Juneteenth, I know we for sure have the Air and Water Show. You can see us. That's July 25th and 26th. What else do we have coming up?
I don't think that might be about it coming up. I mean, we do an annual gun show, so we'll have like 20-something manufacturers. It's like a mini NRA show, mini SHOT show, but that just passed in April.
Yeah, we have Eagle Days. We do like car shows I know we've had in the past, so definitely checking out those.
We got Eagle merch coming soon.
Ooh, I see you. I was just going to say, I see you with your merch. I like that.
ESR Collective is a new clothing brand. I feel like there's a lot of brands, and I'm not going to talk bad on no other one, but it's just so it's so old. But their designs are for like much older crowd, and I feel like we're gonna come out with some really cool things.
Yeah, some stuff that really relates to the people that are
100%. So we're gonna hopefully launch that clothing line by Juneteenth. So if anyone wants to grab anything, it'll be there then to support.
That's for sure, for sure. Oh, and then Wednesdays we do have Women Wednesdays, so you can shoot for half off
for ladies.
For the ladies,
yes.
Man, fellas, bring your ladies, man.
Come ladies night.
That first date idea right there.
That
do it cheap, nice and
cheap. But they gotta sit back and let the instructors
just treat her right on that first date.
Yeah,
might not end how you want it to.
Gonna put that new knowledge to use. But I did have a question before we move forward with the events, because I know we wanted to jump back into the upcoming Juneteenth event. Are felons allowed to shoot? I know that sometimes, like, back and forth in questions. Can they just come to the range and shoot, rent a gun or anything like that, or is that a no-no?
Unfortunately, that is a big no.
Okay, is that just with you guys, or is that across the board?
Federally. So I believe when they get out on from prison, they're let know by their parole officer that they have given up their gun rights. Mm. And so, therefore, they cannot be around firearms. They can't be in the range, that sort of thing. So, unfortunately for them, it's a no.
Okay. So, I need even to stay away from
that. Even after they get off papers, if they get off papers, they could get back into the range? Or even after they're off papers, you still can't?
I'd have to double check. But I think something after 20 years, that might be different.
Okay.
After 20 years when they get up, but I'd have to double check that.
Because I know felons, after you get off papers, you do have your rights to vote back. So that is a thing. So
yeah, it might be 20 years.
Got it.
See, I feel like a lot of people get that confused, because I do know I've heard people say, like, they can never vote again, like stuff like that. And I'm like, I don't think that's right.
Yeah,
but
sad. Yeah.
maybe they just confused a little bit. That's all right. So back to the Juneteenth night. Mm-hmm. I know you guys were talking about vendors and what's going to be happening that night. Do you guys want to tell us more about that?
Yes. So when I originally came to them with the idea, I said right away, this needs to be a us thing. I know how important it is in the summertime being able to vent, especially for our business owners, being able to have those spaces to be able to sell our product and be able to show our face. But I do also know, as a previous vendor, that those spots are not cheap.
Yeah.
$100, $200 just to maybe make that money back throughout the crowd, depending on the foot traffic. Right. But they gave me the green light to put it out there that, you know, this is free of charge. They wanted, and they said right away, we want as many people as possible to come up and just make money. And so, you know, again, we have limited space, but we want to fill that up. And we're still looking for those vendors. So if you get some people, if you know, hey, I got a product to sell. I have a business. I have things that I want to kind of get out to the community. Show up. We want you to show up, make some bread, get some networking in. At least just come up and have a good time.
For sure. Yeah, let's kick it to the chat. It looks like we actually did have somebody say, are felons allowed to practice at the range with rental firearms? We already answered that question. We were ahead of the curve. And then we have somebody, only the facts, N2P, the Eagle Range in Cudahy is a great place to buy and use the range.
Aww. Nice. Thank you.
Shout out to you, man.
Yeah. So did you guys want to shout out your socials? Where can they get in contact with you all or anything like that?
I'll shout out Eagle.
Yeah.
So it's Eagle Sports MKE on Instagram. Anytime we've got any new stuff coming through, any new events or even just our funny videos and whatnot, check us out on Eagle Sports MKE.
Okay, is that across all platforms?
Just Instagram. Unfortunately, for firearms, it is not easy to post. Oh my God, TikTok will take it down like that.
Well, you know what? Yeah. Facebook too.
And that's wild because Facebook would allow somebody to get their head blown off.
I've seen some wild stuff. I was like, why am I on a...
And it's there for years.
Like, where do we draw the line at this?
Like, come on. I'm very confused.
You can't blow hookah smoke, but you could blow somebody's head off.
Seriously.
You can't cuss too loud, but...
My ads account is banned because what they...
You can't even say this is for educational purposes. Purposes. Here's my gun. You gotta say like, no. You can't even music. Like.
This is AI. This is not real.
Right. I've seen some odd things recently on Facebook that I was like, "How is this here?" Like
the comment section in Fox 6.
Man, like, that's wild.
Dangerous in itself.
I'm scared.
I'm gonna shut up.
Y'all can follow me at Sincerely Jade with two A's, so JAADE. I will probably be posting Eagle stuff. As I don't have permission to the page yet, but
collabing,
give me the permission.
See that look she gave the GM just now?
What's the password?
Come on, Saeed. No, I'm just playing.
Saeed.
That was a joke, Shannon.
I finally figured it out, and you're confusing me again.
That was a joke.
But yeah, no, I just have my personal there, modeling and whatever, music videos, brand ambassadoring, just... being pretty.
I know that's right. That's a full time job. That's a full time job.
And what's
people
the other
understand.
Line? And I shoot.
And I shoot.
Period. And what about you, Kenzo?
For me, official K3_K3NZO. You'll see that Kenzo Matisse.
For sure. And I know you dabble in a few other things too. Do you want to shout that out while we're live on the air?
I guess. I do a little bit of photography. I like the art, man. I like to collab. I like to be creative. I think I do all right. You know, not the greatest, but you know, I do my thing.
Yeah, that's what's up. And thank you guys again for coming out and hanging with us on the lunch break. We're about to head to break very shortly.
Thank
before we go,
us.
Ray, do you have any other questions, comments, concerns?
No, I just really thank you all for being responsible and actually putting thought into this Juneteenth event. Yeah. I think we all have a responsibility in helping make Milwaukee a better, safer community. And like you said, the stores may be the unsung heroes. And I would just encourage you all to find some of those organizations to partner with on the event, like we talked about offline. Office of Community Wellness and Safety, 414 Life. You have Von Mays and those guys that do a bunch of amazing things in the city. But keep up the amazing work. And, let's just all try to do better to make this city an amazing place. Positive energy only is my only advice. Protect your mind and protect your peace. You are live, and that is our time on the Truth 101.7 FM with your boy Ray Nitty.
And maybe Shannon.
Don't go anywhere. The Grapevine is up next with Manan Sabia.